Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday, August the 4th. This is 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have John Martellaro back for more. Hi, John.
Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Glad you're here. And the reason you're back for more is because we've had an announcement this morning of new iMacs.
Yes, and I saw it coming. Back in early July, I wrote an article called "The New Mac on New iMac Seems Imminent." So when Benchmark starts showing up on the internet, you know people have test machines at Apple and they're benchmarking them. So that was a part of the brief for, I think, July 6th or something like that.
Yeah.
It only took Apple a month to meet my projection.
So now you will be quoted in everything forever whenever you have a theory, because you were right this time, and so now you are automatically right forever. That's how it works, right?
Right once, right forever. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Sounds like a programming.
Just making sure we're up to speed here. Yeah.
Right once, right forever. WRITE, like read, write logic.
Yes. Okay. Well,
so these new iMacs are monsters. They're awesome.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing: is that we got two. So
The iMacs come in pair. They come in a 27-inch or a 21.5-inch. There were some rumors that there was going to be an upgrade from the 21.5 to a 24, but that didn't happen.
Well, I meant the iMac and the iMac Pro. We both got updated today.
We'll keep that separate. We'll talk to the iMac Pro in a second.
Yeah.
Because they can.
But we got two product line updates, because we got new iMacs and we got new iMacs Pros. But iMacs Pro. We're gonna start with the iMacs.
The iMacs were glorious. Still has the chin, but it's got the 10th generation Comet Lake processor. Mm-hmm. You can put up to 128 gigabytes of RAM in it. It's got a 1080p webcam. Mm-hmm. So why did the background mode with Rene Ritchie explain that the reason why there's a 720p camera in the new MacBooks and MacBook Airs, MacBook Pros, is because the lid is so thin, you can't squeeze enough focal length in there to get higher resolution. Mm-hmm. And so that's why these thin lids constrain you to 720p. But in the iMac, you've got more room.
They don't
to
have
work
that
with,
problem.
So you can have, you can have a 1080p camera. And the prices are really amazingly reasonable, too. They got rid of the Fusion Drive, thank goodness. I never had a Fusion Drive, never wanted one, never thought much of it.
I think that's the highlight here, because we've talked about Catalina itself being really unhappy on platters. We've talked about weird crap happening with rotational drives, which extends to Fusion Drives because they're half rotational. So we've seen, we've seen that it's gotten pretty rough to continue on a spinning drive if you're looking at anything beyond Mojave. So now there aren't any in the iMacs anymore, which is fantastic news.
I think what Apple did was they tried to just avoid being Osborne by the Apple Silicon. They just gave this machine everything to make it too tempting to resist. You can get it with a 3.8 gigahertz, 8-core Comet Lake for $22.99, and that gives you 512 gig of RAM, and you can put up to 128 gig RAM in it. Turbo boost to 5 gigahertz. I'm not too familiar with graphics cards, but looks like it has a pretty nice one. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it only has two Thunderbolt 3 ports, which Dave Hamilton noted this morning.
We must take a moment and be outraged about that on his behalf, because he couldn't join us today.
Yeah.
So everyone shake your fist about two stupid Thunderbolt ports, because you can get a laptop with four. Like, that's the thing that stands out to me. I'm not an iMac user. This new machine, you're right, is a monster, but it's still not what I'm in the market for, because I do leave my desk with my computer occasionally. So I just thought it was interesting, sort of as an iMac spectator, that it's only got two ports, but I can buy something that I can carry around with me that has twice that many.
Well, I'm sure there's some extra USB 3 ports as well.
Are there?
I'll have to take a look at the specs. Yeah. It's got the nano-textured glass if you want it.
If you do want it, it's a $500 upgrade, by the way. I saw that earlier. And what's interesting about the nano-texture is that it gives you the matte finish. Apparently, people are still that unhappy with the with the shiny display. So now you can cut down on the glare. So you still get like retina display, but you don't get it's the same option as the pro monitor that Apple has come out with. The we're saving you $40,000 by selling you this monitor instead of the like $45,000 monitor that you need for, you know, if you work at ILM or Weta or something. So that so same finish is going to be on this screen if that's an option you prefer.
So I'm looking at the back of this new iMac, and it's got four USB-A connectors, which are USB 3.1 Gen 2, which is 10 gigabits per second. And then the two Thunderbolt 3 ports are reflected in the form of USB-C, which just makes great sense because it helps eliminate some of the confusion between the port and the protocol.
Yeah.
And you can get 10 gigabit Ethernet if you want. Wow, you could get a really loaded computer. They've pulled out all the stops on this one. This is That's amazing.
A lot of ports, a lot of cores. The 27-inch comes in 6 or 8 or 10 cores, which is crazy. I feel like, and this is just the iMac. Like, we haven't even talked about the Pro yet.
I think that the iMac maxes out to 8 cores.
Okay.
The
iMac Pro comes standard with the 10-core processor. You can add it to the iMac.
We're talking about the iMac too early because there's not too much to say about the new iMac Pro, except the iMac Pro has been upgraded from an 8-core standard, same old Xeons, to 10-core standard, same price.
Uh-huh.
3 years later... 3 years, the only change is 8 cores to 10 cores.
Well, and no more Fusion Drive. That's a small adjustment.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
There was never a Fusion Drive in the iMac Pro.
Oh, okay. So, okay, it looks like it's, I'm looking at Andrew's piece, and it says the 21-inch iMac comes with SSDs across the line, or you can configure it with a Fusion Drive. I don't know why they're offering that as an option, but whatever. And the iMac Pro comes with 10-core standard. So why is this grumpy, John? Is it just because it took them too long?
Yeah. I mean, explanation is that they should have been upgrading to the next generation Xeon processors, if there are any. Maybe there aren't. Maybe there's no processor to upgrade to. I don't know offhand. I haven't done the research on that. But you'd think after 3 years there'd be a new Xeon.
One would hope.
That's my guess.
Yeah. But, and I'm not trying to make excuses, but I wonder if it's just because the time measure on Moore's Law has extended kind of a lot. Because it used to be speed doubles and price halves every so many months?
Transistor count doubles every 18 months or 12.
18 months, yeah, 12 or 18 months.
Which results in the increased speed.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking of with Moore's Law. And I think that's not happening anymore. So I'm very interested in the 10-core. I kind of feel like the iMac Pro is finally, or is it again, I guess, a pro machine. This is what Apple is releasing for people who were unhappy with current offerings but weren't necessarily in the market for a computer that comes with $700 wheels.
Yeah.
And I think there are a lot of those people. Like, I need more out of my computer than what the current iteration of iMac gives me, for example. And I think maybe those folks will be happy with this. What I'm curious about is what what they're starting with on the inside to find out what kind of upgrade ability these machines have. Are they soldered in? Is it something where people could upgrade it later if they so desired? So we'll have to wait and see on that. Because I'm sure iFixit's going to buy one and pull it apart.
We forgot to mention this iMac had traditionally been without a T2 chip because it's been the Johnny come lately of the gang. Mm-hmm. But now this new iMac has a T2 chip. Okay. Still no face recognition, still no face ID, but no it provides for the T2 kind of security and some other features.
Now, you were talking about being right about this, and it turns out that this actually blows my theory that the iMac might be the first thing that ships with Apple Silicon. So I feel like now it's going to be one of the last.
We knew this was in the works for a long time.
Yeah, but I feel like this is now going to be one of the last. So.
Yes. Yes, that's why I think they really specced it out to make sure they didn't get Osborne.
Mm-hmm. And I think, like, part of that is, well, see, I perhaps wrongly presumed that laptops were far and away the thing that Apple sells the most of. They have been forever. So I sort of figured, like, if they're going to roll out brand new architecture, they're gonna start it on, like, not the top selling computer. But maybe I'm wrong about that, because if they're still planning on shipping ARM chips this year, you know, we talked about the rumor of it being in a MacBook Air.
Start with MacBooks,
right?
Well, MacBooks have the most to gain too, because when you have power, AC power available, that's a different ball game. But when you're on battery power, you want to take advantage of the low power ARMs.
Sure.
And what's really going to pay off is the speed and the battery combination of more speed and less battery consumption on the MacBooks. That's where it's going to really shine. Whether it's going to be a MacBook Air or not. Yesterday we talked about Tom's guide, where they think it's going to be a MacBook and a MacBook Pro. So we're kind of up in the air. We had been thinking it was going to be a MacBook Air that was going to be the first. Yeah. So, but it's going to be several of those, and they're going to have tremendous battery life, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in where this is headed. I also feel like maybe another thing that this does for folks is let them know that your Intel machines aren't going to be abandoned immediately, because if Apple holds to the schedule they announced, which was Apple Silicon is coming in 2020, then they've also shipped Intel machines, you know, updated Intel machines in 2020. So
they're going to be supporting Intel machines for years, right. Years and years.
And I mean, we knew it was going to be a while, but it's nice to see, like they said, you know, we have machines, we have Intel machines we haven't even announced yet, and this must be one of them. So. And so I'm thinking that this is also something that maybe will make people a little more comfortable with buying a new computer. If it's something that you need right now, or you were kind of in the market and now you're looking at these with, you know, like that 21-inch iMac is a really nice deal, right now. So, you know, nicer SSDs, you know, looks really good. If, you know, if you need a computer, this is a really reasonably priced way to do that and get a beautiful screen attached to it too. So I'm hoping that if you are a person in the market for something like that, like, you should be totally comfortable buying something now. Like, this just came out, and I believe all of them are available today. I know the iMac is.
Yes.
Because I saw it on the Apple Store app earlier, but I didn't look for the iMac Pro, so I'm not sure if it's today or not as well.
I think it is.
Okay. And I also, we also should point out, we don't have as much to talk about there because neither of us are graphics people, graphic processor people, but there are new graphics cards in these as well. And it's going to be interesting to see what kind of performance these get once they start showing up on, you know, iFixit and benchmarking score things, like, now that they're out in the wild, seeing those I think is going to be pretty interesting. If you are a person who is looking at one of these, or if you placed your order today and you're excited to talk to us about it, you can do so at observations@mancobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. John, I know that you are at this moment not really in the market for a new machine, but would the, and I know that partly this is because you have a very special monster monitor situation, but is this an appealing machine to you? I know you're not going to buy one, but does it turn your head a little?
Well, you know, this is interesting because you should ask, because I was just thinking along those lines. I have a 2013 Mac Pro, the black cylinder. Mm-hmm. It served me well. It's a workhorse. It hasn't skipped a bit. However, it had some tough times during Yosemite with graphics issues. Those got resolved in Sierra and then High Sierra. So this black cylinder has been fantastic. I bought it in early 2014, so it's 6 years old. Mm-hmm. It's so reliable and just keeps chugging. But eventually it's going to fail. It'll run Big Sur because it's a metal machine. Mm-hmm. The graphics card is metal enabled, so it'll run Big Sur, but sooner or later it's not going to run the new operating system, and I'm going to have to think about a new machine. And I have been loath to think about buying an iMac, loath thinking about buying a Mac Mini, mm-hmm, as a substitute. But these iMacs sorely tempt me that might be a machine that I would use and give up this 34-inch display and add a second display to the 27-inch iMac.
Now, you have my shipping address, right?
Go back to my new dual screen days. I don't know. It's a tough decision. or maybe, as I've ridden before, maybe Apple will think about, with its flexibility of ARM processors, maybe some sort of Mac Pro Mini, mm-hmm, containing ARM processors that's a suitable, affordable replacement for the old Mac Pros.
So what if this same 10-core processor came to the Mini? Would that be more your speed? Because then you could keep your screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you think the odds are of that? You've been right once today.
Zero. I don't think that Apple's going to load up a Mac Mini. I think it would have to be a new architecture. I think it would have to be something like a Mac Pro Mini.
Okay. Interesting. All right. I'm mostly just wondering because
Apple's certainly hanging its hat on the iMac. They want you to buy their computer with their guts, their display. Mm-hmm. And all those people who go out and attach their own 30, 34, 39, 42, 49-inch monitors, they can just go fend for themselves.
Well, I was interested because I know you have that great big monitor, and I wondered if maybe this was a tempting machine for you,
Worst case scenario, if I were backed into a corner, I would gladly buy one of these new iMacs for like $2,500. Mm-hmm. With 64 gig of RAM, 2 terabyte SSD. You know, and just figure out, mm-hmm, some way to hang my display around it.
Well, if you can't,
it's not my entire desk.
Yeah. Well, if you can't figure out how to use that 34-inch display, I know someone who would give it a good home, and that person is me. and we can wheel and deal on that later when you get your new iMac. Like I said, if you're getting a new iMac, please let us know. We definitely want to talk to you about it a little bit and find out what it was that made you pull the trigger. That's going to do it for us today. John, thank you as always for coming by and talking to me about processors.
My pleasure. Nice to be here.
And I look forward to the write-up when your new iMac shows up in the mail. I'm just kidding. That's going to do it for us today. Like I said, John, thank you so much for being here. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.